almost legendary Sussex landmark. He sees it in terms of his job. Although most of these eight tales have rural settings, two of them are concerned with archaeology, their world is the world of today, one of supply teachers, garage mechanics, part-time cooks, people who remedy shortfalls in the functioning of a mechanised and mobile, tightly organised society. There are no preternatural intrusions like those in Mr. Wrong, Elizabeth Jane Howard's alarming story of a haunted motor car. Parker gets her effects more indirectly than this. Spirit Solutions, for instance, allows for an overlapping of the boundaries between technology and the supernatural, in a manner that involves a full, readily participation. Indeed, what is presented is an alternative take on the reading process itself, replacing passive receptivity with a challenge to veridical interpretation. Parker follows Henry James's prescription in his preface for the New York edition of The Turn of the Screw. Make the reader think the evil. Make him think it for himself, and you are released from weak specifications. There are no such specifications here. In The Cook's story, the setting may suggest a gothic thriller, an ancient house in its...